T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In unrelated news to the Steelers, just quickly.
Yes.
The Browns are talking about building a dome stadium in downtown Cleveland. That's come out of the owners' meetings today. The dog pound's not the same when there's a roof over it. The guy without a shirt on, with no shirt on, who's about 100 pounds overweight, got the man titties going, and has the dog mask on and is barking when he's in 69 degrees, that's just not the same intimidating.
And you're basically,
scene.
What if it was a retractable roof stadium?
This is not.
Just a pure dome. Which isn't that what Buffalo wanted to build there?
And I think they said hell no.
And they felt like Allen was an advantage?
Well, I just think that they feel like up there that the element should always be a part of the game.
You know who agrees with that? Joe Starkey. Who probably also agrees with that is Alvin and Aliquippa.
And Glenn and Glenn Willard.
Glenn and Glenn Willard. I don't love it. I do. I don't know why.
That's part of their DNA as a fan
base. I wouldn't love it here if there was a dome stadium. I don't know. Like, maybe when I... Well, hold on. Minnesota has some of the harshest weather in the country.
But they've always been... Like, since the 70s, they've been identified.
But I mean, when Ahmad Rashad was back there playing for them, they were outdoors.
Yeah, when they were going to their Super Bowls against the Steelers and whatnot, they were an outdoor team.
Let me ask you.
Maybe they've lost their edge because of it, Chris.
You went up to that stadium, which routinely gets called among the best, if not the best, in the league. Were you mad that you weren't watching a game in the elements?
No, I loved it. They even had fake snow in there.
Fake snow?
Huh? Right, Donnie? Didn't fake snow fall on us in Minnesota for that game?
Oh, yeah. They do, like, shoot that out of the, like, I guess the
you're a season ticket holder.
Ceiling or whatever.
Do you want the Steelers to eventually build the dome stadium?
They got that big skull horn.
Yeah, I like that thing. No, I don't want a dome because Pittsburgh is just one of those cities where like it wouldn't feel right. But I could also envision a day where like they make the retractable roof like mandatory for every team.
Well, then, but see, that defeats the purpose because then you're never going to have a game where the elements
bad
enter
weather
into
games.
It.
Bad weather games will never happen again.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I mean,
that.
And I love those.
Yeah, and I to me, like owners get their way, but I think owners even know that TV is what drives the bus. And TV wants the bad weather games.
Yeah, TV wants the spectacle.
TV don't care about the 65,000 people that are out there and having
and I'll be honest,
fingers
watching,
removed because of frostbite in Kansas
that was
City.
Messed up.
They want the streaming number, and then they can brag about how many people watch it on Peacock.
In games that are in dome stadiums, never look as cool. The Minneapolis Miracle is an all-time great play. It's not as fun because it's indoors.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.